Here's a thought I'll title, Scale Matters. I first ran into this idea, I think when I was still in high school studying photography, and we had a discussion about whether or not certain images required to be in a certain size, and never bigger than that, and never smaller than that. And there was a lot of thought put into this, and back then, of course, this is now 50 years ago, and our thinking is changed dramatically since then. But back then there was a school of thought that each image had only one size that was perfectly appropriate for it. So if that was an 8x10, then you shouldn't even think about making a 16x20 or an 11x14 and vice versa. Well, I think that's primitive thinking that maybe was a fascinating discussion 50 years ago. Maybe it was boring 50 years ago too. But I do think that the scale of an image does make a difference, and that there are some images that just work better when they're larger and some that work just fine when they're small. My general rule of thumb is don't make a print any bigger than it needs to be, but make it as big as it needs to be. And so there is some discussion about what makes an image appropriate for one size and not appropriate for another. What I don't believe is that there's one perfect size for every image, but I think it can be important to know clearly when an image needs to be large, for example. And I can illustrate this with kind of a funny story. I was doing a review at Photo Lucida, this is years ago now, and a fellow showed up that had some giant prints. They were huge. They were so big that we couldn't review them on the table. He had them set up over in a corner of the review room where they were all spread out there and he could look at them, but they were giant prints, maybe 40 by 60 or something like that. And the first thing I did is I asked him why he made them so big. And he insisted that they had to be that big in order to have the impact that he wanted them to have, because it was all about the detail in the image, and if you didn't see that detail, you didn't get the impact, etc. And I said, okay, fine, but let me ask you a dumb question. I'm a magazine publisher. Why are you showing these images to me? Because keep in mind, if they show up in something like Lenswork, they're going to be 5x7 inches, or even if you put them in a regular sized magazine, they're probably not going to be as big as an 8x10, but yet he felt that they needed to be 40x60 images. I said, you need to clarify who it is that you want to talk to about this project, because it doesn't do you any good to talk to someone like me, because if I were to reproduce them in Lenswork, they wouldn't have the impact that you want them to have, and so, you know, does that somehow compromise the image in a way that does damage to the project that you're trying to get accomplished? And sort of a light bulb went on, and he said, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. And so where should I be showing this? And I said, well, you need to show this to people who are decorating large corporate buildings and large offices. These are even too big for most people's homes. And so we ended up having a discussion about that. What was really interesting, however, was that we then decided to go through them image by image and look at them to see if his premise was correct. Did they really have to be that large? And what we ended up sort of deciding was that about half of his images needed to be that large, and the other half of them really didn't. And so maybe he had two separate projects. Maybe he had one project that was destined for large walls and large office buildings, and he had another project that was more appropriate for books or magazines or things like Lenswork. So I guess what I'm suggesting is it really is a critical decision to make about what is the scale that best represents your artistic intentions. And it may not be the same decision for all the images in a project. There may be some that are going to be appropriate for a book if you do a book of the project, but others that are going to be appropriate for the wall. And it's not always easy to figure out which images go where.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.